Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
And I say that this morning with sort of a waitful smile on my face because it's bittersweet, I suppose. We are going to take a break.
Take a break. Mm-hmm. That's right. You heard it, folks.
We are going to take a break. This is not a regularly scheduled episode. We have put out at this point 60 regular episodes of our show at you know, any given time. There's, for the last 60 weeks, we've had at least one episode uploaded every week. And we feel, Bradley and I, we feel like it's time for us to take a break and sort of reform our ideas around what this show is and what we want to do with it. And we need some time off to really think about it. I think our audience may have noticed in the last few episodes that things seem to sort of be running a little dry on our end.
I mean, and I would say from the get-go, we did not expect it to go 60 episodes,
right?
Period.
Yeah.
And we tried even to do a second show in the middle of all that. Mm-hmm. For some of you that, thank God, don't know about that one.
Yeah.
But when we ended that one, we said we've learned a lot of things and we're going to apply it to our main show, and we haven't. There's been no additions, no change to this show, and that's just because we're at the bottom of the barrel and have had no time to, you know. So it's not, you know, we're not ending the show. This is just the end of season one. And for a lot of you, you've not had access to our first several episodes.
Yeah.
So we're calling this the rerun stage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. For the longest time, we have, like, we started out on Spotify, and even, or not Spotify, we started out on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
And on SoundCloud, we set this up as season one. It was season one of Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. And again, we didn't know season one was going to be 60 episodes long, 60 weeks in a row. What we thought, was that, honestly, we might do 10 episodes. And we didn't know if it would even, if anybody would even want to listen after 10 episodes. But we maintained a steady listenership. It's nothing huge, but we're proud of it. Like, it's our own little hill to stand on. And we've always appreciated every one of you that has listened every week, especially those of you who have commented on the shows and tweeted to us. To name a few, being Johnny and Dave over at Dayspace, and I can't remember his actual name, but what was it? Is it Trash Turkey? What am I thinking of?
Trash Turkey. Trash Turkey and Backlog Busters.
And Backlog Busters. Yeah, you guys, y'all are fantastic. Y'all, I appreciate when y'all comment and like and retweet and stuff. It's been fun to kind of interact with you guys some. And I hope to do more of that in the future. To be completely honest, when we come back from our break, which is going to be about 4 months long, by the way, when we come back from our break, I hope to be in contact with all of you about the new show, because I say new show. It's not really a new show. It's this show, and the format is going to be kind of updated, and it's going to require, the new format will require us bringing in some folks. And I think the show will be better for it. It's still going to be Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. We're still going to ask the questions that no one else on this planet has ever asked before. But we're just gonna bring in some other sort of, I guess, talented podcasters to help us out with the show. And I think you all will be really excited to see what we want to do in the future. But in the meantime, we, as Bradley's already sort of mentioned, we have about 17, I can't remember exactly the number, episodes that are not on the podcast feed. So we're not going completely away. We're going to start next week with episode one. And we will upload episode one to this regular podcast feed, and then we'll go from there up to 2, 3, 4, and 5. Episode 12 is already on the feed for whatever reason. So we'll go ahead and upload episode 13 that week. So it'll be 11, 13, and on up. And whenever time runs out on those episodes, we will start anew. We'll have a new show. Mm-hmm. And, while we're on break, we're not taking the full four months or however long it's going to be to just sit around and do nothing. We're going to, for the first month of June, we're going to sit around and do nothing. Like, we're just not going to focus on the show. Bradley and I actually are going to start a D&D campaign together. He's DMing, and I be Skeege, the dump dweller. And we're excited to do that and just kind of take some time off and that kind of stuff. But, you will still have some reruns of some guy in the Bugman to live back through and still hear, you know, the sweet honey that is our voices to rock you to sleep every single night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be here. Mm-hmm. We just need some us time.
Yeah.
We need some us time.
Yeah.
But you can look forward to a new format, but it's the same show matured. Like Chase said, you can look forward to community outreach. Mm-hmm. We're gonna depend on some people that already like and are into this show, you know, and they're gonna help us make it better. And we are more excited about this new format than what I think we were when the show first started because of the things that we've learned, but we just got to have some time to put them together. So
yeah,
end of season one and we'll be back
and on. And yeah. And the thing is, just so you guys know how excited we are about when the show comes back. Bradley and his wife came over to my house last Saturday to play some board games, and we wanted to talk a little bit about the show, and we did. And when we came in, we were talking about, you know, I think it's time. I think it's time to really, we need to take a break. We need to step away from this so we can think a little bit. And by the end of that conversation, he and I and both of our wives were all laughing hysterically because we were talking about the new format and what was going to be on it. And there was so much excitement in the room about what is to come and making some changes. So again, I can't stress enough, we're not going anywhere. And you can always find us on Twitter. Like, it's not like I'm deleting my accounts or anything for the next, 4 months. You can find me Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, anywhere that I'm active. I'm at Chase the Rev, and the show is still at Some Bugman. If you want to tag us in a tweet, I will still pay attention to that feed. I may not post to it so much, but I'll still be paying attention to it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Same here. I'm at Bugman_Bradley. On Twitter. I have a Facebook, but I don't know how to tell people to get there. So just do the Twitter and we'll find each other there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, buddy, I think we figured that one out.
We have figured this one out. Mm-hmm. And I know we've said this, but this end of season one and the new format coming guarantees the longevity of the show.
Yeah, it does.
This honestly is the best decision that we could make. This is not us just saying, wow, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Let's take a breather. Like, this is us working on the show, you know. So just so that's said. But I'm done now.
Yeah. All he had to say.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, folks, if you need help with a multitude of issues over the next 18 weeks, such as if you have, you know, if you want abilities to control earwax, if you want to know, I think even what zoos are about, if you want to know
zoos about
why we eat all this stuff coming out of farm animals, then this is the show for you. For the next however many weeks, we're going to be putting up episodes that will cure a multitude of things, cover a multitude of sins. You're going to want to be listening. Listen, if you have friends out there who are just desperate for a two-man comedy show that is currently in reruns, this is the show for you. You should be listening, and you should be sharing, and you should be finding us on Twitter, at SomeBugMan, at ChaseTheRev, at BugManBradley. Folks, we will see you in a few months. Don't go flying with your turkeys. They don't have good wings.
Exactly.